In films like Chinatown, Easy Rider, Terms of Endearment, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Jack Nicholson has made a name for himself playing characters who defy conventional behavior. One of Nicholson's classic roles was in Five Easy Pieces. The movie's now available on home video. Critic Ken Tucker has a review.
The recent appearance of Five Easy Pieces on videocassette provides an opportunity for us to reconsider what seems to have been one of the pop cultural touchstones of an earlier era. Five Easy Pieces, first released in 1970 and directed by Bob Rafelson, stars Jack Nicholson as Bobby, a gifted pianist, the son of a wealthy family, who chucks it all to work on an oil rig in Texas. This was the ultimate yuppie in despair fantasy before the word yuppie had even been coined. As the brooding Bobby, Nicholson's slumming is profound and steeped in class animus. He drinks enormous quantities of beer with his vulgar friends. He listens to Tammy Wynette sing Great Country Weepers. He goes bowling with the guys, and he makes time with Karen Black as the ultimate working-class floozy. It's a measure of Karen Black's skill here that she manages to transcend the cultural stereotype she's playing to become a character as sympathetic as she is sexy. Five Easy Pieces contains a number of sequences that stick in the mind, the most famous of which is Nicholson at his rudest, confronting a surly waitress in a diner.
I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes on the plate, a cup of coffee and a side order of wheat toast.
I'm sorry, we don't have any side orders of toast. I'll give you an English muffin or a coffee roll.
What do you mean you don't make side orders of toast? You make sandwiches, don't you? You've got bread and a toaster of some kind?
I don't make the rules.
Okay, I'll make it as easy for you as I can. I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
And number two, chicken salad sand. Hold the butter, the lettuce, the mayonnaise, and a cup of coffee. Anything else?
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
There's an improvisational air to Five Easy Pieces, a feeling that anything can happen. That scene, for example, has nothing to do, really, with the rest of the film, but it does serve to illustrate Bobby's stubbornness, his alienation and disdain. Jack Nicholson and Bob Rafelson find existentialism in a chicken salad sandwich. In trying to convey the numbness in Jack Nicholson's soul, however, the movie itself becomes a little numbing about halfway through. Perhaps that's because Adrian Joyce's script doesn't really have anywhere to go once Nicholson's character travels home to visit his dying father and have a good long cry. By then, he's killed so many of his feelings that there's not much left for an audience to respond to. Still, Five Easy Pieces is the sort of movie that dies in a development deal these days. It's got a star at the peak of his powers taking chances with an idiosyncratic script guided by a maverick director. They just don't make them like that anymore. Let's hope that the other interesting Nicholson-Rafelson collaboration, The King of Marvin Gardens, made in 1972, also comes out on videocassette soon. As you may recall, it's the story of a depressed disc jockey's fumbling attempt to make contact with the brother he's feuded with for years. I remember it as a fascinating failure, but it would be interesting to see how it holds up now.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.